Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, the fourth chapter of St. Matthew, the first verse. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. From ancient times, the gospel of our Lord's temptation in the wilderness has been the gospel read in church on this first Sunday in Lent. At the end of this service, we will sing Luther's great hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And the reason is that that hymn is all to do with the struggle of the Christian and of the church against the wiles and temptations of the devil. Luther based that hymn on the 46th Psalm, but we have reason to believe that he also was conscious of the story of how Goliath, the giant warrior of the Philistines, was killed by little David with his slingshot and a single stone. At the end of the third stanza, we sing, "One little word can fell him," just as that one small stone killed the Philistine giant Goliath. So in the same way, the word of Jesus put to flight the devil and his temptations. The gospel writers tell us that Jesus' temptation in the wilderness immediately followed his baptism by John in the Jordan River. At his baptism, our Lord hears the voice of God the Father proclaim, "This is my beloved Son." But then, in the wilderness, Satan tries to sow seeds of doubt in Jesus' mind and heart. God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son." But Satan whispers, "If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple." God's word, Satan suggests, isn't enough. Let's have some proof. If you are the Son of God. So, echoing Satan's words to Eve at the sad beginning of the human story, did God say? Did he really say? Satan says to Eve. No wonder we call Satan the old evil foe, our ancient foe, up to the same old tricks he's been up to since the very beginning. Now, at our baptism, yours and mine, we didn't literally hear God the Father saying, "This is my beloved child." But through that heavenly washing, you and I truly were made children of God, members of Christ, inheritors of the kingdom of heaven. But just as Satan tried to sow seeds of doubt in the mind and heart of Jesus, so he tries the same thing with us. He tries to bring about a sleepy forgetfulness, a kind of amnesia, doubt of what and who by God's tender mercies we truly are. Sinners, yes, but sinners forgiven and cleansed through Jesus' blood, in our baptism, through the word of pardon, and through Christ's body and blood in the Holy Sacrament. Satan wants us to forget all that. He wants to sow seeds of doubt in our mind and heart. And Satan is good at bringing to life the memory of sins long ago repented of, forgiven, but which still trouble our conscience. Our Lord held fast to the word his Father spoke at his baptism, and so we must cling to God's word of tender mercy, sealed with the blood of his Son, whenever Satan, who is the accuser, tries to accuse us. One of the great preachers of the 17th century was John Donne. And there are some words of his which come to my mind whenever I read this gospel of our Lord's temptation in the wilderness, and when I think of Satan, the accuser. John Donne said, "Against this accusation, there is no other medicine but the blood of Christ. And therefore, whenever this fear of God's future judgment bites you, be sure to present to it the blood of your Savior. Never consider God's judgment for sin alone, but rather in the company of the mercies of Christ. It is but the hissing of the serpent, the whispering of Satan when he surprises you in a melancholy midnight of dejection of spirit and lays your sins before you. Look not upon your sins so inseparably that you cannot see Christ too. Come not to a confession to God without considering the promises of the gospel." Or there are also the words of John Newton, that once master of a slave trade ship who was converted and then preached and spoke and wrote of his master. John Newton sings, "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. By thee my prayers acceptance gain, although with sin defiled. Satan accuses me in vain, and I am owned God's child. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen."